Welcome to the Kidmen Huddle, part of the Kids Matter Podcast Network. Gather round, Kidmen leaders, and be encouraged and equipped.
Welcome back to the Kidmen Huddle. Today's episode is geared a little bit more towards moms and dads. So Kidmen leaders, I encourage you, send this to your parents in your ministry, have them listen to it, but then I'm going to talk to you at the end. Last night was a really special night for me as a mom. I took my daughter along with my mom. My mom's my concert buddy, has been for years. I'm talking, she went to Hanson concerts with me and was sad when I was old enough to go without her. But we went to the Phil Wickham sing-along tour. And my five-year-old wanted to go. Girls' trip, you know. The boys stayed home and had pizza and watched a movie. And we went and got our praise on. To say that my heart was bursting is an understatement. And as I just kind of have sat and thought about the night, I just keep thinking on how amazing it was and the pictures and the hope that I saw of her future. We know that discipleship is caught, not necessarily taught. I can sit down and I can tell my kids, follow Jesus, read your Bibles, pray, until I'm blue in the face. But if I'm not modeling it, it's not catching on. They're not seeing its importance. Over and over in Scripture, we are told that we are to pass on our faith. We are to declare God's glorious deeds. The Shema in Deuteronomy 6, it's telling us to pass along your faith as you go. Timothy, Phyllis, and Eunice, mom and grandma, they passed on their faith to him. That is what we're supposed to do. So right now, mom and dad, or Kidmen leader, reality check. Are you living your faith? Are you going to God in prayer and worshiping him and letting your kids see you read your Bible and pray and cling to him and grow? So how does this all relate to a Phil Wickham concert? Well, I'm glad you asked. So Riley is 5 at this point. She can't read yet. We're getting there. And she's not ready to accept Christ. She loves God in her 5-year-old way, but she's just not there. She's young. I would say she's more on the immature side and just doesn't have the understanding. But my 5-year-old worshiped last night. And she would catch on to the songs, the choruses, you know, that repeat. And she would raise her hands in praise. And of course, she jumped around and danced. And Elsa, the doll, went with us. So Elsa danced as well. But I sat there at one point, not doing anything for show, not doing something because I wanted her to do it, but my genuine praise response. I'm singing my heart out to my Savior. My hands are in the air. And at one point, Riley asks me, "Why are your hands in the air?" And I tell her I'm praising God. And her hands go right up. And I just sat and reflected and thought, man, my daughter is seeing her mom and her grandma genuinely praising. And Riley wanted to join in. She doesn't completely get what's going on there. But she wanted to praise, and she praised. So we would dance and we would sing. And at one point, I'm holding her on my lap during Waymaker, right? And because she got tired of standing. Unfortunately, she's 5. She couldn't see great. She could see a little bit of the screens, but she still had a blast. So I'm sitting down. She's on my lap, and I'm just tears streaming during Waymaker as my 5-year-old has her arms in the air. And she's singing the parts that she knows, praising God. And I'm sitting behind her, my arm in the air, praising God. And Grammy is beside us, praising God. My 5-year-old understood, to the best of her ability at that time, what praising God looked like because it's modeled. She sees it at home, not just at a concert experience, but Mommy and Grammy were living it. We do live it, and she sees that. So, mom and dad, Are you living it at home? Are your kids seeing you praise? Because if you're sitting there taking them to church and telling them, praise God, read your Bible, give thanks, worship, do all these good things that you're supposed to do, but if you're never doing them yourself, chances are your kid isn't either. Now, there are, of course, exceptions to every rule, but they need to see you do it. You, as the parent, have the greatest spiritual influence on the life of your child. You're with them more hours than anybody else, than anything else. You are mom, you are dad, or you are guardian, parent, whomever. You have the greatest amount of influence, so use that influence. But in order to pass on your faith, you have to have a vibrant faith. Because you're passing on something. Whether you realize it or not, you're passing on something. Your lack of maybe spiritual disciplines, your lack of worship, your lack of praise, your lack of Bible reading, your lack of a prayer life, man, that's passed on just as easily. So are you living it at home in a way that your kids can see it? To win as a parent, this is what you need to do. You need to live out your faith. You have to have a faith first. And if you aren't sure, please talk to someone in your church. Talk to a friend, a spiritual leader. You have to have a faith, and you want to pass it on by living it. And then the second thing I noticed about taking Riley to this concert, I asked her this morning, she came and she said, "How's your day been so far?" I said, "My day's been great. I've been thinking about last night. I had so much fun." And she gets all excited and goes, "Me too. I loved it." And I asked her, "What was your favorite song?" And she thought for a minute and she goes, "The one that I hear in the kitchen." And so I started singing the tune of "There's Joy in the House of the Lord." And she goes, "Yes, that one." I have a CD player. I'm super cool like that. Old school. I have a CD player in the kitchen. And if I'm in the kitchen, chances are there's music on. Unless I'm in meetings or, you know, Zoom, Facebook Live, whatever. I've got music on. And it's Christian music 95% of the time. There's the occasional show tunes. Maybe a Hanson CD thrown in. But it's pretty much Christian music as the background of our lives. Not to say background and that it's not important. That's just what I want in the background. While I'm cooking, I can sing along to whatever song I'm loving now. Or I have lots of miniature praise parties in my day. And Riley, though she's never sat down and been formally taught, these are the Phil Wickham songs that you will hear in the concert. Let's practice them. Repeat it back to me. I didn't do that. That would be silly and unpleasant for everyone involved. But it's part of our lives. And she recognized it. And this is not the first time that she's made a comment like that about my kitchen music. But she's hearing it. The word of God, scripture, is being poured into her little heart because it's on. So, mom and dad, how often are you playing Christian music? You don't have to have an amazing voice. Are you singing along? Are you praising? Because just the simple act of pushing play on a CD in the background of dinner, or if you're reading the newspaper at the table, you know, whatever people do at the table, we live at our kitchen table. That is the focal point of our home. We're the old school guests come, let's have some coffee at the table, and let's have dinner at the table, and we do school sometimes at the table when the basement's too cold. We live at our kitchen table. So I've got music on in the kitchen. And that background soundtrack to our life is about Jesus, and my five-year-old is getting it. His word, messages about him are being absorbed in her little brain, in her little heart, because it's a background in our life, an important and intentional background. The third thing that I just loved is, you know, Bubby was home boys' night, pizza and Terminator 2, quintessential boys' night. And he was so excited to see how her concert went and what she liked. And he asked her, "Well, what did you do?" And she just very matter-of-factly, "Well, we sang, we prayed to God." And my heart just melted for like the, I don't know, 7 millionth time that night. Because she said it in such a way like, "Well, what else would we have done? Of course we were talking to God." Mom and dad, I cannot stress enough the importance of this. I did a talk on Sunday at my church about the importance of children's ministry. And I needed this to be a message for my church for a whole slew of other reasons that'll probably come out later. But I started by giving them a couple of scary facts about the world now. Did you know that there are Satanist clubs opening up all over the U.S. in schools with kind of the platform of, hey kids, stay after school, have a snack, we'll do a craft, all sponsored by your local Satanist club. Disney is constantly pushing out shows with agendas, such as the hit show they tried about the Antichrist for kids. It's got demons, and it's about the Antichrist, and it's done in a flippant, fun way. Our kids are being taught that they can't identify as the way that God made them, that they can pick who they want to be instead of telling them who God says they are. It is a scary world for our kids. Toddler cartoons are pushing an anti-God agenda at them. They are being desensitized and indoctrinated to believe that God's word is wrong. We have to fight for our kids. If you do nothing else as a parent, you need to fight for your child. You need to teach them how to stand on the word of God. You can't force a child to become a Christian. That is up to them and that is up to God. But you need to do everything in your power to pass on your faith, to point your kids toward Jesus, to shepherd them. You're the shepherd. Just as God is our shepherd and he leads us, he guides us, he protects us from harm, he leads us beside the good still waters, gives us that green grass to lay down on. You are shepherding. You were given the amazing opportunity to shepherd your kids. It's a big job. It's an important job. And you need to be doing your very best to shepherd them towards Christ. We want to see our kids walking with Jesus. That is the goal as mom and dad, as Christian believers. We want to see our kids walking with Jesus. So model it. Let your kids see your faith. And friends, that's going to rub off on them. Because they're going to see what makes mom different, what makes dad different. Wow, when times are tough, mom went to God. When dad was struggling, where did he go first? He went to God. When things were great, what did mom and dad do? They gave God thanks. They sang praises regularly. They talked to God regularly. He wasn't a mythical Santa genie, just wish list giver. They went to him. They talked to him. They called him friend. And your kids will want that. So model it. Live out your faith where they can see. So your prayer time, your Bible reading time, your worship should not be in the wee hours of the morning before the kids get up. Now that's great. Spend your time with God. But then when the kids are up and they can see you, they need to see you living your faith. That's why I love the Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9 passage, because it's so practical. There's time for intentional instruction. Hey, let's sit down, let's learn about God. But man, the times that you don't think they're watching, that's when faith is being passed on. It's part of everything you do. From the worship in the background to prayer just being a part of your life. Every bit of it should just be real. Show that. Model that for your kids. This is how discipleship happens, how boys and girls make faith their own. So Kidmin leaders, I told you I would get to you because, I mean, of course I'm going to get to you. It's the Kidmin huddle, right? I hope that you'll share this podcast with your parents. But my encouragement is going to be for you as well. Are you modeling it for your kids? You as a parent, yes, absolutely. But what about your church kids? Do they see that your faith is real? Because you need to be someone more than just someone who stands up on a stage or behind a desk or by the TV, wherever you stand. They need to see you more as than just someone who teaches. Can you give them examples of how your faith was real? Can you celebrate wins with prayer or struggles by clinging to God? Their wins, their struggles. How can you show authentic faith to your kids? Because though you are not the greatest influence on their lives, you are still an important influence on their lives. So challenge your parents. walk beside mom and dad, give them tools and encouragement and education to where they can shepherd. But then you do your part as well at showing and living your faith in a way that your church kids can see. So this time I'm closing out the podcast a little bit different because this was for moms and dads as well. So I want you, mom and dad, and Kidmen leader, remember what you do matters.